I'm Holly Girth. Each week we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. This week, I'm sharing some thoughts on how God's mercies are new every morning. I'm watching the sky turn orange soon after my grandson Clement is born. I think of his dark hair, curious eyes, the way his hands curl into little fists. I think, too, of the difficulties of his birth and how he's now safe. He feels like a tiny miracle in my arms. I think of how Lamentation says God's mercies are new every morning. I've always thought of this in literal terms, that we wake up to another round of grace every day. I believe that's true, but I wonder if those words mean more than that as well. Whenever we make it through a stressful moment in life, isn't it a new morning? I think of the worries I had for my grandson and how he is here now, healthy and strong. I recall something I struggled with for years and finally beat. I remember seasons of grief or frustration, which finally gave way to hope and light. Aren't those all mornings full of God's mercy? Psalm 35 says, "Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning." I think of the ultimate morning, the one 3 days after Jesus hung on a cross, a day when the disciples thought all had been lost, the darkness had won. Then came the resurrection. We experience mourning, mourning, yes, but we are ultimately people of the morning. Even when the story ends in tragedy, it is only for this life. We have a forever morning coming. A few years ago, Mark and I went on a trip to the beach. I'm not an early riser, but we climbed out of bed and quickly made coffee. Then we walked toward the shore, the sand still cool beneath our feet. We were joined by many others, silver-haired seniors in straw hats, parents holding the hands of their children, the occasional dog leaping into the surf, all different ages, colors, sizes, stories. What we all seemed to have in common was a draw toward the sunrise. I think this is a picture of humanity, of how we live in this world. No matter how hard this world gets, we keep finding our way through the dark. We keep moving toward the light. We keep believing that what looks like an ending could really be a beginning. Research shows what we think about first thing in the morning influences the course of our day. Finding a simple routine to do as soon as we wake up, like writing down 3 things we're grateful for, can help. We choose to fix our eyes on the horizon of the future, look for the first light breaking through the clouds, believe in what we can't yet fully see. Oh, of course, we'll still experience tears, anger, and disappointment sometimes. That's part of being human too, but we never give up hope. A new morning is always coming. The sun will rise again, and so will we. You can find what I share today in my new devotional book, What Your Soul Needs for Stressful Times, 60 Powerful Truths to Protect Your Peace. We'll be back again with another episode of More Than Small Talk soon, and we hope you'll share this with someone today so they can be encouraged too.